Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is the day that the Lord has made, and once again, I will rejoice. To whom God is good, God is blessing comes constantly. God so loves us that He gives us all that we need. There's none like Him. He is the only kind of God. He's the only kind of God that we can say hallelujah. He's the only God that we can love. He's the only God we can praise. Without Him, nothing can happen. No matter how we see it, no matter how we see it, but He's still God all by Himself. And one thing we take notice of is that God is a good God. And besides Him, there is none other. I want to say tonight as I come to the reality of what God is doing. What God is doing in all of our lives is God is bringing us to a point where we can just come and praise Him and worship Him and love Him and adore Him and magnify His name. We're going through some real, real changes. What God will say to us, to the believers, He says, He said, pray not so hard, not be ashamed. I want you to know one thing. As we move forward, we can say, to God be the glory. There's none like Him. He's the only true and living God. He's a God that made it possible for us. He's a God that will make it possible to us. There's none like Him. He's the only one. One of the things that we have to keep our mind set on is one of the things that God is doing for us. God has given us a salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. And by Him giving us salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, by that I mean His only Son gave His life for all of us. When we give our life, when Jesus Christ came and gave His life for us, He did it because He trusted, He believed. He knew that God was going to be on His side. He knew that God would take care of Him. He knew it. He knew that God was there. He knew that God would be one to say, I am that I am, beside me, God is none of us. One of the things I've come to understand in the life we now live, the more we trust God, the more we believe God, the more we seek God, the more we admire God, the more we let God use us, the more God will just say, I'm on your side. See, sometimes people want to just do it that way. But when I take the word of God and put it close to me, I find myself sometimes coming short. But in my shortness, I said, Lord, have mercy upon me. I don't know about somebody else. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Because when you have mercy upon me, you allow me to come before you. I ask you this night in the name of Jesus Christ, as I've said to many, when we look at what God is doing for us, what God is doing through us, God has no allow us to have pity for Him. I say everybody want to have a pity for Him. Everybody want to be able to cry. Everybody said God didn't do something, but what have you done for God? Have you trusted Him? Do you believe what He said? Some people don't even want to hear what God has to say. Matter of fact, some people don't want to be a part of what God is saying. But what are you going to do? We got to tell Him what thus saith the Lord. The Lord is always there. He's there to help us. He's there to show us. He's there to let us know. There's nobody like this true God we now live in. He's the only one. And I can say this, beloved, when I see God doing something, God bring it to a definite point. God blessed with glory. The glory which He has given me, I give it to them. John 17:22. As I was reading in the book that I have, it said, The word glory is found in the Bible in both Old and New Testament. Hebrew and New Testament Greek is a powerful word and refers to a number of qualities pertaining to God. It can mean splendor, brightness, magnificence, the exalted one, abundance, majesty, praise, weight, preeminence, dignity, grace, wealth, and riches. When we see what God is saying to us, we're blessed. Jesus said, the glory that you gave to me, the fullness of understanding, the splendor, the weight, preeminence, dignity, grace, and the riches and wealth and health, I'm going to pass it on to those who can believe on me. These qualities are in Christ. All glory has been given to him. When I read the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, I find it transcending what God says. In time past, he said, I spoke to the prophets, I spoke to the priests, but now I speak more excellence through my son, Jesus Christ. It means that he says, all the qualities that are in Christ, I've given it to him. And he turned and gave it his glory to you. So this means he has blessed us with wonderful attributes. He attributes to us the fullness of his glory. Christ's presence is in the glory of God. The presence, hear that now? The presence, just the mere presence of God, is in the glory of God. When we take notice of what God is saying, Christ has said something the Bible disclosed, that the earth will be filled with knowledge and the glory of the Lord, and the waters shall cover it. Habakkuk 2:14. When we read close into the Word of God, we don't have to get all set up and cutting up a rug and here and there. This will happen. It will come to pass. As a result of the outpouring of the glory to God's people. See, with God's people, are you one of God's persons who lets us pour out forth our lives, reach out and touch somebody and tell them what thus saith the Lord? Reach out and tell them you got the Holy Spirit. Reach out and tell them about the Holy Ghost. Reach out and tell them about Jesus died and made his death. Reach out and tell them he's on his way back. Reach out and tell them he's coming back with his angel. Reach out and tell them. And see in the Second Chronicles 5:13-14, we find the priests worshiping in unity, proclaiming the goodness, my mama, of God. In unison, when the trumpets and the singers were made themselves heard with one voice of praise and to glorify the Lord. And when they praise the Lord, he is indeed good as love, kindness, and blessing. Then the house of the Lord, was filled with the cloud, so that the priests could not even stand to minister, because the cloud of the glory of the Lord filled the house. My. What a day that'll be. What a day that was. Can you hear what God is saying in 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, what God said, he said, during that time. Can we see that happening today? Are we ready to see it happening? Instead of us trying to fight amongst ourselves and push things back. But God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so outgoing. He's so loving. He's so persuasive. When God said, I am, that concluded. Here's what also I found out. My God. He's good. What we have discovered. Maybe you have also. It is when we worship the Lord. At the time to meditate. Meditate means to stop and just ponder. Be at peace. Everything settle down. Shut down everything. And just meditate. And declare the goodness, the love of kindness, the mercy, not his wrath or anger. But we want to love him with all we have. Hallelujah. Then the presence of his glory feels and activates how beautiful it is when the Lord that extravagantly blesses us with his glory. That's an awesome God. You're not going to be fussed about it. You're not going to be fight about it. Not going to be discussed. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 5:13 and 14, we find the priest. The priest by the fivefold ministry and came in unison. What would happen in America? Everything that was falling down was falling. Satan and his defeat. But see, we got to fight the good fight of faith and keep pressing on. No matter what nobody sees. See, if you live under the Mosaic law, you're still living in sin. But when you come to Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying? The Mosaic law had the curses. The Mosaic law had all the things that God didn't want to happen. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. God didn't try to put a span between me and me. God shall see.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
It's not doing good at all. Boy, the signal is all messed up. I can't hear anything. Wow.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I cannot hear you clearly. It's all muffled up. Do you hear me clearly? Oh no, it's real bad. It's all muzzled up. Praise the Lord, everybody. And it's echoing. Good evening. Hello, this is Reverend Princess Love. I don't know if everybody can hear me. But in any case, I just wanted to greet you all in the name of Jesus and let us pray and bind this here force that has been messing with the radio. I don't know if I'm on or not. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind every force that is hindering the program, any source that is not of you, we command it to leave in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for clarity of the radio channels, the frequencies. We loose the Holy Ghost to be in full control and full charge in us and around us and through the airways. And that maybe that someone listening can get a clarity of the living God who is alive and well, who's willing to indwell them. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Well, tonight I have been studying Matthew chapter 25 since I'm in a ministry that chooses to call itself Matthew 25 Ministries. So I want to start with verse 1 tonight and go on down. And I would have welcome and invite anyone to call in and ask questions, and we will definitely be learning it together because I don't know all the answers. So we can take the scriptures verse by one, Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. That was verse 2, 25, Matthew 25, 2, 1 and 2. Then verse 3, they that are foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. This is your account number here. Uh-huh. This is my name.
Okay.
My name is, you can call me Court.
Court.
Maybe a little,
okay.
Yeah, that's my name and number, and this is my manager's name and number.
Okay.
Like I said, if, you know what I'm saying, we'll monitor, like my other manager said, we'll monitor it for a few days. And then
uh-huh.
You just let me know what's going on, okay?
Amen. Sure will. Thank you.
All right, no problem. You have a good one, okay?
You too. And so y'all remember, y'all only can call me on my cell phone since. Yeah, got me.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am.
But I will plug them up tomorrow if it doesn't get...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. My AT&T man has been out here working on my system. My television freezes and then it goes out, or freezes and then it comes back on. So it just... I've been having this problem for several months now. But however, in Matthew 5:3, we already said 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. Verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried means to wait, while the bridegroom waited, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Oh, praise God. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Verse 9, the wise answered, saying, not so. Let there be not enough, least there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Verse 10, Matthew 25:10. I don't know if you all can hear me. I'm not even sure if I'm still on. And the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Verse 11, afterwards came also other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, my Bible says verily, but it means truly. Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, verse 13, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling, called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. These talents, this here, Matthew chapter 25, is very interesting. It has 46 verses, the five fruit, the foolish brides. It talks about the talents. And as we go on down, we're going to see. Tonight, I'm basically going to read. I'm not going to try and explain hardly anything tonight, but next week we will take up from where we're reading, and then we will explain. And then tonight you can also call in with your opinions too, your version, whatever, however Dr. Hunter got it set up. So I was at verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one. That's those. And to every man according as to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received the five talents, traded with some, with the same, and made them other five talents. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. That is very important. Remember verse 18 next week for our discussion. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. Verse 20. And so he that had received five talents came and brought, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents besides them. Verse 23, I'm going to go to 25 and then I will stop for tonight. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. Verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Well, I said I was going to stop at 25, but I'm going to do 26, verse 26 for you too. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest I reap where I sowest not, and gathereth where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, on the left. Verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For verse 35, for I was a hungry, and you gave me meat. I gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, ye clothed me, and I was sick. Ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, verse 37, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? Verse 38, when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king, verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, part from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. Verse 42, Matthew 25:42, for anybody just joining. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. Verse 43, I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, in prison, and ye visited me not. Verse 44. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? That's very important. Matthew 25:44. Verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, I think I'm going to finish you guys. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. Wow. Wow. And the last verse, I didn't think I would get, I was going to have time. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. This is very, very good. Verse Matthew 25. I can't believe I got through all 46 verses. 1 through 46. That's amazing. So, for this, it started off with virgins. And that it's saying the kingdom of heaven is like unto virgins. You know, it's a pure. Virgins are supposed to be pure. And the kingdom of heaven is pure. And it has many meanings in this Matthew chapter 25. But it's letting you know there will be eternal life for the righteous, and there will be eternal punishment for the devil and his people. So I would like for you all to take the time to really study, run reference. That's what I will be doing next week. I will have the reference to each one of those verses, and I will go over those with you. That's the references is like I'm here in verse 46. And verse 46 as a reference, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Somebody needs to mute their phone, even though I don't know if the sound is coming through good. But a reference in my Bible shows that 46 has a reference of a bee, and a bee, let me see, it goes to Daniel 12:2, John 5:29, Romans 2:7. You know, let's look at Romans 2:7 right quick and see. I got 8 minutes. Romans 2:7 to see just what Romans 2:7 is to them who be patient, continue in well doing. Seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. See, that's what running reference is for new babes. I know older people know. But it's talking about it that ran you to other scriptures telling you about eternal life. And so I've enjoyed reading Matthew 25 to you tonight, and I hope you will all pick up and study it tonight yourself. And now I do want to share with you that it does stir up your conscience, because it's showing what are the oil, what are the lamps. Is it talking about your body, or is it actually talking about real lamps? And what is it talking about, your talents? These are things I want you to meditate on and ask God for wisdom in. What about your talents? What kind of talents is God talking about that's going to be, that can earn you the ability to get, you've increased 5 talents to 5 more. What kind of talent? The one who had 1 talent didn't do anything with it. He buried it. And I want you to note that in that verse he said, he feared, and the Bible tells us not to fear, not to be afraid. And because Revelation chapter 20 tells us that the fearful and the unbelieving shall have their part in the lake, which is also eternal. Damnation with the devil. So, not only did you notice that did he not only say he feared, but he also said he accused him. You are you reap where you done sow. You know, and I knew you was a, you know, he didn't say nothing. He wasn't his heart. And not only did he let him see where the real heart, you know, only God can give us a pure heart. So in the midst of this scriptures, I would ask you to pray and ask God to give you a pure heart. Me too. Psalms, you know, in the Psalms, it says, search me and know. Try me, Lord. See if there be any wicked thing in me. But, you know, those of us who have been born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, we have been made the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have been bought with a price. We have been redeemed by the blood. And we've been granted mercy and grace every day. Grace, mercy, nude every morning. So don't be fearful if you have a pure heart. And if you don't have a pure heart, ask God. Ask God. He'll give us a pure heart. All of us, we all fall short. But God is the one who makes us righteous. So we thank God for his living word. We thank God. But study to see what talents God has given you. Study to see what your attitude is toward God, that he Is it that you knew he was a mean? Well, how did the guy say, how he say it? I know he says unto them, do we want to be on the left hand or do we want to be on the right hand? Remember one of the disciples asked Jesus, can we sit on your left hand? Can we sit at your right hand? Jesus already told them that it was not his place to give them that position on his right hand. But this is on the right hand of Jesus. You know, this is of God. He said, then shall he say also, verse 41, to them on his left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So remember, the devil has angels. I mean, you know, we got carried away a few years ago for angels, over angels. But remember, the devil has angels. And, you know, it still astonishes me how people follow evil and justify evil and wickedness. But I'm here to tell you it's easy because they follow the devil and his angels. They can follow the devil and his angels. But we don't want to be followers of the devil and his angels. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to follow false teachers, false doctrine, false prophets. We want to follow after righteousness, love, peace, and joy. That's what the Holy Spirit brings to us. So I'm going to end in prayer, but I will ask you to lift up the body of Christ because we are going through trying times. I would ask you to study to show yourself approved and redeem the time for the days of evil. Our days are short. Our days are numbered. And I would ask you most of all to please pray for me that I might be able to exalt the word of Christ, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at every mouth I breathe, every breath I breathe, every time I speak. I only have a desire to glorify, magnify, and exalt the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is worthy 24/7, 365, every minute, every day to receive honor and glory, to receive praise at all times. There is no time, no time that Christ does not deserve or is worthy of praise. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. I love the revelation. He says, you know, I taught it last year when I was on the radio. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You know, he's worthy, he's worthy. The 24 angels, the 24 elders that's around the throne, 24 hours a day, giving him praise. Let us be, Let us dare to do the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Mighty Father, as I leave this radio, but not your presence, and I leave the ears of those that are listening to hear eagerly from you, God, let them be able to hear you with the pureness of your heart, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Have a good night.